The Jersey, WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
The following program is paid for by IMG College, LLC. Any advice or information given is strictly for entertainment purposes only. Also, the views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or ownership.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to the Alchemist and Barrister right here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's time for another edition of the Mitch Henderson Show. Derek Jones with you this evening for the next hour until 7 as we guide you through the world of Princeton Tigers basketball. And, of course, normally we always do this with the head coach of the Tigers, Mitch Henderson, but we have a fill-in this evening because Coach Henderson is out taking care of business on the recruiting trail, and it's associate head coach Brett McConnell. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Derek. Big shoes to fill here.
Great to have you back on, and obviously a great time for the Tigers coming in off of the big win last weekend over Penn, 63-58 last Friday. Interesting game from the start because a lot of people before the game assumed that Penn would make some adjustments, and this would be certainly a tougher round two. It turned out to be just that, but they started off well, leading 8-0. What did you think about the start, and how did you get the guys back into it?
Yeah, it's really hard to predict. You know, when you play a team twice in a period of 6 or 7 days, and you're on the winning side of things, you like what you did. It's harder to make changes after a win, and it's harder to predict the things that the losing team may make as adjustments. So it was hard to predict, but they went big, and it took us, I guess, first couple minutes to adjust to how they were playing and also how we could counter that. But a credit to the guys, it's four straight now against Penn, and in we've been down early and found a way to battle back. So I really love their perseverance.
I believe 12 of the last 14 too, and that has been a big part of Princeton's success over the last few years. It's that being able to establish some success in terms of the rivalry against Penn, and certainly one of the other things that going into this game a lot of people looked at was the matchup between A.J. Broder and Richmond Arirguzo. Now, when you look at A.J.'s numbers, 22 points, 13 rebounds, but he didn't have a lot of help outside of that. Was that one of the things you focused on, trying to take away some of the additional weapons that Penn has?
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned that matchup between Broder and Richmond Arirguzo, and to compare them head-to-head with just the numbers doesn't, I think, tell the whole story. Richmond has guarded Broder one-on-one in each of these past four matchups. We haven't doubled when Richmond was guarding AJ, and we didn't even help and dig very much. Conversely, Richmond got quite a lot of attention on Friday night. Double teams, a ton of guys digging the ball out of the post. So he did a heck of a job and four assists, and we made him pay from the perimeter because of that.
When you look at AJ Broder's numbers, 9 of 19 from the field, you look at just the points and the rebounds, 22 points, 13 rebounds, but out of that 9 of 19, he really had to hustle in the second half to get to that point. That was one of the things that turned the game in their favor, was because of how he started to play. But the Tigers, even if you take this game into account, really did an outstanding job, I thought, in those two games against him.
He's an awesome player, And for us, you gotta give a lot of the credit to Richmond, because there's not many teams in the country, let alone the Ivy League, in the country that can guard AJ one-on-one. And Richmond gave us a lot of confidence to do that. He's been up to the task in each of the meetings, and makes life a lot easier for the guys around him when he can guard one-on-one.
He had 8 points and 16 rebounds, but he also had tied for the team high in assists with 4, and also had a team high 2 blocks. So things weren't necessarily coming as easily offensively for him, but he was really able to impact other facets of the game.
Massive, massive. And in the second half, when he got in foul trouble, you saw the drop-off, and not nearly as easy without that anchor down low in both, you know, offensively and defensively.
One guy who we're going to hear from in a little bit, Ryan Schwieger, 16 points and the Ivy League Player of the Week.
You sure you want to talk to him?
He might have some stuff to say later. We'll see. But he had a big impact on the game on Friday, especially in that early portion when Princeton was down 8-0. What did you think of his performance?
Well, Ryan, I think Ryan's performance was a microcosm of the team's performance. In game one, we were dominant inside. You saw the way Penn adjusted in game two. They said Princeton's not going to beat us inside. They're going to have to beat us from the perimeter. They put a bigger defender on Ryan. He pulled Broder, who was guarding him, onto the perimeter. Ryan made four threes in that first half. So for Ryan and the team to be able in back-to-back games to prove that we can win by scoring inside and we can win by scoring on the perimeter and from the three-point line as well, was pretty impressive.
One of the big storylines out of the last two games against Penn, the three-point shooting. They were number one in the Ivy League in three-point shooting heading into the start of the Ivy season. 5 of 21 on Friday, the week before, they were 3 for 23. What do you credit that to?
I mean, it's certainly a major point of emphasis when we play Penn, and I'm sure for most teams that play Penn, that you know that you have to guard the three-point line. So I give the guys a lot of credit. They've been really focused to the scout, and in two consecutive weeks, really good preparation from them in finding ways to limit three-point attempts and then make the ones they do get difficult.
Second chance points in the contest, 15-8 advantage for the Tigers. A lot of hustle points for the Tigers. It's actually 10-0 at one point to start in the first half. It just seemed like they had a little bit of an extra spring in their step once they got home.
Yeah, and you know, in game one, Penn did a great job on the offensive glass. So that was a major point of emphasis heading into game two. Hey, we did a great job with half-court defense, but Penn got transition points and they got second chance points. So we did a much better job in game two.
The Tigers out rebounding Penn 37-31. So let's fast forward all the way towards perhaps the most critical sequence of the game. It's 61-58 Princeton with just seconds remaining. And then Jose Morales, with the shot clock winding down, goes to work. What did you think of that play? What was the intent of that play? And was it for Jose to get to the rim and obviously that acrobatic finish to get the three-point play chance?
Well, we went inside to Richmond. Richmond drew a double team, which was very common in this matchup. And I don't think there's a guy on the team that's not really confident when the ball's in Jose's hands. And he certainly is unfazed by the moment. So his heart rate didn't rise one beat in that last, 30 seconds. So we all felt really good with the ball in his hands, and I know he wanted it in his hands too.
And Coach Henderson has talked so much about seniors impacting the Ivy League race in some capacity. Had to be a good moment for a lot of the coaches and, of course, the players, his teammates, to see him succeed at that moment.
Absolutely. He's I know he's a fan favorite. He's also a team favorite. The guys all really appreciate the things he does as a senior leader. And him, Richmond, and Will have just been – excellent in that regard.
And when you look at Jose Morales' final stat line, he has 2 points, but it was the two biggest points of the game, perhaps, to increase it to a 63-58 lead for the Tigers. So now, much like last year, you grabbed the two games to start out the season in the Ivy League, but you now have this long layoff until you play Rutgers Camden on January 26th. How difficult is it to kind of manage that layoff? Penn had a little bit of a layoff, not in terms of consecutive days, but they had a schedule a little bit open up in December, and we kind of saw in various pockets of their season the rust come up. How do you prevent rust coming into the effects here for you guys?
Yeah, it's difficult. The guys all kind of individually at this time have to manage their workload and finding time to get in the gym. We're there for them when they can get in there. And then later on we'll get some more traditional practices in before Rutgers Camden. Hopefully that game helps us shake some rust off. It's inevitable that there'll be some, but hopefully that game gets us ready for the conference season.
How tough is it as a coach to try it now because of the structure of the league changing over the last few years with the Ivy League tournament? Is it difficult to keep players kind of their minds away from the Ivy League tournament because of the fact that, you know, a lot of fans, when they see this 2-0 start, I think, here we go. How easy is it or how difficult is it to keep that one game at a time mindset?
They better not be thinking like that, Derek. I mean, we haven't had the full group together as much. We watched some film this weekend. But we'll be sure, and you mentioned the senior leadership. They have to do the job for us as well to make sure the guys know this is no cakewalk through the league. It's a really tough league. It always is, and we got to take it one game at a time.
And you mentioned that while Princeton and Penn were going through their back and forth, the rest of the league was kind of sitting back. Now it's the reversed. reverse in the sense that Penn and Princeton will have to watch some of the other teams in the Ivy League kind of take stock and get involved in some of the early stages of the season. What do you expect to see, or have you had a chance to watch much of some of the other teams in the league so far?
Well, first of all, it's a little bit easier to have these couple weeks off when you're sitting at 2-0. It would really be eating at us if we had taken a loss in one of these two and have to deal with this time off. But certainly as a staff, these next couple weeks we'll really dive into not only Dartmouth and Harvard, but trying to get ahead a little bit, because they start coming pretty fast after that first weekend. It's just one on top of the next.
It will be an exciting time for Princeton basketball, certainly here as we get towards the end of January and play resumes for the Tigers, and of course in the Ivy League where you have Dartmouth and Harvard, and you get that first back-to-back with Dartmouth and Harvard. Luckily it's at home this time around. What are some of the differences in terms of a mindset from you go through Penn back-to-back week after week to now you fast forward to the end of January here and you get set for back-to-backs? Totally different mentality, I would think.
Definitely. I mean, with the Ivy League weekends, we're managing and trying to be really efficient with how we balance our prep time. We don't have, you know, versus Penn, we had a week before each game to really dive in. We had a lot more time to go into the finer details of Penn. And with Dartmouth and Harvard, you got to really make sure you hit the big keys and layer in the details when you can. But with limited prep time for Dartmouth and Harvard, then Columbia and Cornell, and then Brown and Yale, you really have to be smart about managing the big picture keys to the game.
And certainly the Tigers will look forward to jumping up further in the Ivy League standings as we get back towards Ivy League play at the end of the month. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we will be joined by two very special guests, Ryan Schwieger and Tosin Iwoma, right here on The Mitch Henderson Show. It is Fox Sports Radio 920. Stay tuned. We'll have more from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey in just a moment.
Cold? Cough? Flu symptoms? Sounds like you should see a doctor. So where do you go? You go to the RWJ Barnabas Health Telemed app, and you get to see the doctor right away, whenever you want, on whatever device you choose. It's that simple and that convenient. No appointment necessary. Download Telemed from RWJ Barnabas Health at the App Store or visit rwjbh.org/telemed. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here at Princeton, New Jersey, and the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton as we bring you The Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. We have Associate Head Coach Brett McConnell on with us. Also, we are joined by Ryan Schwieger and Tosin Iwoma of Princeton Tigers Basketball. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And clearly, this is an exciting time for the Tigers because of the victory on Friday, a 2-0 start. Ryan, this has been a huge run for you through the first two games of Ivy League play. What's it been like here to kind of rally the troops and get those first two wins of the season?
It's been awesome. I think going back-to-back with Penn and then winning both those games is huge for us to start the league and for us to get momentum going into the rest of the league play, so it's huge.
Tosin, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I agree. There are two really big wins, and definitely, I mean, the best way to start the season, of course.
Coach, when you take a look at the impact these two guys have had on the team this year, certainly Ryan missed the first few games of the season. What's it been like to have him kind of get back into the flow of things here?
It's been huge. I mean, Ryan adds a different element to our team. He's a matchup problem for opposing teams, a guy that can score inside and outside, and a guy who, when things get tough and you need a calming figure on the court, you can get him the ball and know that he'll make a good decision, make the right play. So we really have leaned on his veteran presence in the lineup now.
Ryan, when you first met Tosin, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, you hosted him, correct?
And Derek, we were right here, yes, at the AMB for Tosin's official visit for his dinner, right?
We were here. Yeah, we were definitely here. I did spend a lot of time. I don't know if I was your host, but I was spent a lot of time with Tosin.
So have you learned anything from Ryan Tosin in terms of on the court? We'll talk about the off the court stuff later. But on the court, have you learned anything from this guy?
I mean, yeah, I definitely have. Like his playing styles. His playing style is really, really nice. The way that he drives and dribbles his way into the post is something that I've kind of copied, I guess, and like kind of watch how he does it and try to do similar things.
Going back to
just jump in here, Tosin, is it true you had no post game back in England? Is that true?
It is true.
Dude, that's how it works.
Because I guess, you know, Ryan deserves some of that credit. Big guard that posts up.
Yeah.
You know, I think we see a lot of that in Tosin as well, and tried to take advantage of that these past couple weeks.
And you mentioned that. We kind of saw that in the game against Penn. Actually, the first one, the Tigers were so physical in that first outing. Was that something you guys were trying to establish, just an attitude, a physical presence down low? Because it seemed like, and Coach talked about Tosin's bucket early on and then your play, was that something you guys tried to establish early in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think every game we obviously throw it to Richmond all the time in the post. We think he's, he can score on anyone down there. We post up Tosin, we post up myself, we post up all these guys because, you know, we work on that at practice. We think we have an advantage scoring inside, and, you know, it really showed against Penn, but I think we've been trying to do that all year.
What does it mean to you to have the Ivy League Player of the Week honor?
It's cool. It's nice. I mean, it's good that I'm more happy that, you know, we won it 2 weeks in a row and that Tosin won it, so it was all Princeton for the last couple weeks, but, you know, it feels good.
Absolutely. Tosin, you're the Ivy League Rookie of the Week. That has to be a prestigious honor because you have a pretty talented freshman class here in the Ivy League and on your team as well.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'm honored to win it. Glad that I could help my team win the two games, specifically this past one. So, yeah, it's a really good honor for me.
And, Derek, those games come on really late in England. So if people back home missed it, at least they know he got Ivy Player of the Week, and they know he's doing something over here.
That is true. That's quite the time difference. You have family checking it out back home, huh?
Yeah, my dad stays up late to watch pretty much every game, and if he can't get a stream, he's on Twitter following the box score and things like that. So, yeah.
Coach McConnell, how did you discover Tosin? Because, we don't talk a ton about the England basketball scene, but obviously some positive stuff is happening over there.
Yeah. I was in touch with Tosin's club coach at the youth level, who also coached him in the FIBA European Championships with the Great Britain under 18 game. But I guess it's a good time to mention my one trip to England. Tosun's club team, under 18 team, was playing a game in a really small gym with a seating capacity of about 11 or 12 people. And I don't remember the exact score. At halftime, I think Tosun's team was down 55-12. Is that – I'm on the right track?
Something like that.
And the final score was 120-50 maybe.
Yeah,
but we still took them, Derek. We still took them, and we're really happy we got them.
Ryan, you seem somewhat unnerved by this.
Have you never heard this story,
what
Ryan?
What team were you playing on, bro? Oh, my God. I thought you were, like, the number one player in the UK or something.
We definitely didn't have the number one team.
So, Coach, you know, when you saw him, and now what you see here out on the floor through the first month plus of the season – talk about his evolution as a player, because he was a guy who started playing a lot right away.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is I think a lot of times guys who come from Europe have a bigger transition. And Tosun was a little bit late to basketball himself, grew up playing some other sports in England. And I think a little bit of a late bloomer too, took a big jump from his first year with the under-18s as a 17-year-old. Then this past summer as an under-18, 18-year-old was a bigger piece of the Great Britain team, which had a really great run in the summer. And I think he's continued that upward trend. And to be honest, I think he's only scratching the surface now for us.
Tosun, how about in the beginning of your transition when you get to this team and then, of course, with Ryan's injury, then the minutes kind of get allocated differently. A lot of guys have to play a lot of minutes. What were the first few weeks and months of the season? What have they been like for you?
I've had a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, the college game is a lot faster, more physical than the high school game in England, definitely. And then, like you said, with Ryan's injury in the first couple of weeks, gave opportunities to some of us. So, yeah, I just kind of took the opportunity and tried to show what I could do on the court.
Coach, when you take a look back at the start of the season and non-league play, how crucial of a process has this been, this particular non-league schedule, for you guys to get ready for Penn? Because you played some pretty good teams in that first half of the season.
We played some great teams. I mean, Duquesne off to an incredible start, San Francisco, Indiana, even the Patriot League teams, we played good programs. A win over Bucknell, who's, I think, second in the league now. Lafayette had some really nice wins. Probably some teams I'm even forgetting. Hofstra off to a great start. So I think that definitely prepared us for the conference season. And also, we had, we were losing two really important pieces in Kennedy and Stevens and had some returners, but guys that didn't carry as much of a load offensively or defensively. So to get the opportunities for these guys to take on the bigger role. You know, obviously Ryan offensively came on late last season. Richmond, of course. Jalen's made a big jump here. Drew Freiberg has been huge. Ethan Wright on the defensive end is guarding the opponent's, you know, best or second best player. To have that role where Miles took that for really his whole career, to have Ethan step into that role has been huge. And I think it set us up for hopefully a really good conference run.
Ryan, how about you in your junior year here? Because as Coach McConnell just mentioned, Devin Kennedy and Miles Stevens move on, and that kind of opens up that leadership void. How have you tried to fill that role? And I hear guys every now and again call you Coach Schwieger. I've heard that. I've heard that. I've heard that floated around. What is your leadership skills? How they've developed? What have they been like?
Well, first of all, those two guys, Devin and Miles, were, you know, it's hard to fill those shoes. I don't think anyone really can. Those guys are great for our program, great leaders too. But I don't know. I just think leading by example is the biggest thing. And that's something Richmond does really well, just coming to practice early, working hard, you know, bringing guys along with that extra work. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to show the way.
How much do you guys get into the concept of leadership with the rising sophomores and juniors that are kind of making their way through the program once a senior class heads out?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Henderson deserves a lot of the credit for taking on that charge with the guys. And individual meetings, group meetings, it's something that is a real focus for him to impart onto the guys how important leadership is. And we've had teams over the years with great leadership and just okay leadership, and often that makes a difference in winning or losing in the biggest of games and the biggest of moments. That leadership is what you hang your hat on, and it's been great for us this year.
Mm-hmm. Coach McConnell, we'll let you get on this one. What's your advice to the players typically as they go on this break and how to stay ready and stay sharp for the upcoming weeks ahead?
Well, I think as a staff, a lot of our advice starts with academically and making sure they handle their business academically and they're doing the right things. Because if you take care of your academic business the right way, it should leave you time to get in the gym and work on your game. If you're doing all that academic work at that last minute today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you're not in the gym as much. You can't hone those skills the way you need to. So we want them to find the right balance, and if they do, they should be able to find time to get down the gym.
Well, thank you very much for hopping in this week and joining us. Always a blast to talk to you.
You're in good hands here, Derek. Thanks.
We'll take a quick break and come back with more from The Alchemist and Barrister. Reminder, The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host The Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. This is The Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. Quick break, and we'll come back with more from downtown Princeton in a moment. Stay tuned.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the Greater Princeton Area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
XGGA 6278100 spot entitled Geico Radio /no-brainer/bobblehead 30 seconds.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day? Squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi. And my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community. Or visit us at CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com. That's CornerstoneEyeCareNJ.com.
Red 18! This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback. You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to The Alchemist and Barrister here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920. The Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. We are here with Ryan Schwieger and Tosan Iwoma here as we bring you the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports 920. We're here with you each and every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Gentlemen, as we take a look now towards the break here, how do you guys stay sharp from a basketball perspective to get set here for the later stages of the month?
Well, like Coach McConnell talked about earlier, you got to take care of the academics first. And if you're proactive with that stuff, you give yourself enough time to get down to the gym. We're lifting. We're still working out on our own. So we're staying in shape, but we're just not doing as much as a team.
Tosin, for you, this is your first go-around with a lot of this, the way that it works in terms of Ivy League play. Who have you gone to for advice and trying to figure out how to deal with all this?
I mean, we have great leaders on our team. Our captains, like Richmond and Will, I can always go to them for advice. Richmond's always, he's always working. He's always in the gym. Like, he's always staying in shape. Same with Ryan. They're always working on their game. So, like, they're great role models to kind of look at, yeah.
Ryan, how long did it take you in your mind to kind of get back into the swing of things after coming back from the injury?
I was definitely out of shape, which is the biggest thing always, I think. It probably took a week or two to, like, get to feeling where I was back to normal maybe. But I think, maybe a week or two, you know.
Once you got back and kind of got back into the flow of things, it stood out to us just how you play in terms of the ease in which you play and working others into the game. How big of a part of it is it in your game to make sure you get the others involved?
I think it's a big part. I try to be unselfish. Sometimes maybe not as much as I would like to be, but Coach always talks to me about Spencer. It's like Spencer.
Yes.
He got guys involved. He was unselfish. You know, he's like, that's what you need to do. So I think, you know, we watched Spencer together, Coach and I.
Oh, you try to do it. Wow, you have watched.
We have. We watched a lot of guys. But, he always is encouraging me to do that. So I think that he's a great guy to look at.
Is there another player besides Spencer Weiss that you've looked at a fair amount?
Well, the two guys Coach has shown me video are Spencer and TJ Bray.
Yes.
Which are very great guys to look at in terms of, you know, how to play. So
yes, two of the best in Princeton history to do it. Certainly Spencer Weiss, former Ivy League Player of the Year, TJ Bray, tremendous scorer for the Tigers in the low post. And that's one of the things about your game that's been really impressive. Going back to last year, it just seemed like it started to click for you. What, in your view, made the difference towards that back end of the season?
I think it just you keep working at something, you keep being consistent and like working hard, and it just you'll break through one time and it'll happen for you. I think that's how Tosin's coming along. That's how other guys have kind of had good games and broke through a little bit. So I think once you just put the work in, it'll come through and all come together.
Tosin, has there been a moment this season for you where you started to feel like things started to click for you?
I mean, I'm still working on my game, obviously, and still continue to get better every day. And I don't know, when I'm given opportunities, I try to do what I can to help the team. I guess like that, there was a point in the season where I started getting more minutes. Just like I said, try to show what I can do on the court and trying to help my team in any way I can.
What was your first impression of meeting Tosin?
I remember we didn't have that many international recruits, so it was cool. Tosin was like from Britain. It was fun. The first time, he was cool when we were hanging out on campus, but the first time we saw him play at a workout or pickup, I remember afterwards I was like, dude, Tosin, like, I was like, dude, watch out for Tosin. I was like telling these other upperclassmen, they're like, all right. But I was like, I'm telling you, bro, Tosin, like, believe me. Yeah, so definitely thought highly of him early on.
Tosin, how about Ryan?
On the court, like I said, I model some of my game off him myself. So, yeah, of course, he's, like, a great player on the court. Off the court, he was just, he's a cool, like, chilled-out guy. Just easy to talk to kind of thing. Yeah, funny dude.
Drew Freiberg, on a recent edition of Hard Cuts, talked about the team chemistry and how he thought this was one of the funniest teams in the nation. What is it about this group that has allowed it to bond together so effectively?
I don't know. It's definitely – that's – we've been taught – like, Jalen always says our team is the funniest team in the country. And I think it – you know, he might be right. Like, everyone is just open to, like, laughing with each other. No one's above being made fun of or being joked with. So I think we're all just kind of in it together. And I don't know. I mean, I think so.
Has that made kind of some of the bumps in the road this season, has it made it easier to get through that stuff because of the team camaraderie?
Yeah. When you know you can laugh at yourself and when you know like you can your teammates will be there, like they don't if you know you have a bad game, like you shouldn't take it too seriously, you know, move on to the next one, like it's okay. That really helps.
So you were a part of Tosun's visit here to campus. What did you try to impress upon him about Tigers basketball when he first got here?
I don't know. I think with Tosun, with all the recruits, we just try to show them that they fit in. Like, it's not – Princeton isn't this hard school where it's so strict and all these things. Like, it's a college. We're a college basketball team. We do things normally. And I guess he liked it.
Well, Tosun, when you first got here, how different was it from a basketball perspective? Because internationally, we hear a lot about how great the international game is, and obviously if you look at the NBA and the influx of players from Europe over the years, that has been a huge part of the league's success. How different is basketball in England versus here in the States?
I think, like I said earlier, like, it's definitely faster over here, but I don't think the style of play is too different in comparison with, like, quite a few, like, Eastern European countries, for example. I think we're probably more similar in, like, a style of game sense, but the only, like, travels are definitely called differently over here. B-Mac always calling me out on travels, which I'm always confused about, but, yeah. Otherwise, I don't think it's too different other than the speed of the game.
And Coach McConnell talked about seeing you play in front of that small crowd. What was your impression of going to a place like Indiana and going to, we've been into some NBA arenas already this year. What are your impressions of being into some of those buildings?
Yeah, I mean, like, amazing experience. Like, the atmosphere has been crazy. Playing in the UK, like, it wasn't like that at all. I did experience it a bit in the two summers I played for Great Britain, but yeah, this is, like, on another level, and, yeah, it's just crazy.
When you take a look at NBA, who were some of your influences from the NBA game? Because Coach McConnell mentioned the, kind of the time difference. It's tough to watch games live over in England.
Yeah, it is. The players I watch the most are probably – I watch James Harden a lot. I watch Jason Tatum a lot. And, I don't know, just – I don't know what it is about that game. Just I think the pace they play with, like, the smoothness to that game, yeah, it's definitely something which I like, yeah.
What we'll do right now is take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up things with Ryan Schwieger and Tosun Iwoma right here at the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. This is the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports Radio 920. More on the way in a moment.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
23 million Americans suffer from asthma, and another 50 million suffer from allergies. We often underestimate how important clean air is, and it's rarely as clean as we think. In fact, the EPA has found the concentration of pollutants indoors to be 2 to 5 times higher than typical outside pollutants. At Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're here to help. Call us today at 609-371-4822 and ask how you can save $50 on any clean air accessory. Because at Conway Comfort Heating and Cooling, we care for you like family. Princeton Athletics would like to thank LNA Tent and Event Rentals for their continued support of the Princeton Tigers. LNA is the area's largest provider of quality tents and event rental equipment. Servicing the Princeton community since 1899, their tents and custom affordable equipment will give your special event the quality it deserves. Be sure to check out their amazing offers at lnatents.com or call them today at 609-584-0054. LNA Tent Rentals, the best in tents since 1899.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at cleanbro.com.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. For all the best sports, concerts, and theater events, visit TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticket resale partner of Princeton Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. We're here with Ryan Schwieger and Tosin Iwoma as we talk all things Princeton Tigers basketball. Ryan, going back to last season, it was an unfortunate end for you because of the injury and not being able to play in the Ivy League tournament game against Yale. How disappointing was that, and how tough was it to sit there and watch kind of a game that played out in a very close fashion as the Tigers almost got that win against Yale?
No, it was definitely a bummer sitting out. Being injured always, you know, is the worst. But I was really proud of the way the guys played, especially in that last game. We lost a close one, but, like, we played really well. We played hard. Yale got us that night, but I think we're as good as anyone on that day.
So when you see a game like that, and now you have an off season to kind of filter through your game and work and process through, how do you figure out how do I become a better player, even better than what I was towards the end of the year?
I think you always know kind of what you have to work on, probably even more than anyone else. You kind of know what your weaknesses are, like what your strengths are. So I think you always have a good idea what you have to get better at. And it's not like you're good at, you know, you're that great at anything. You always got to get better at pretty much everything. So,
Tosin, when you take a look at your game, what would you say is the calling card of your style of play?
I definitely need to continue to work on my three-point shot, and something I work on a lot now with Coach Sky. But yeah, continue to kind of develop my post game and driving from the perimeter, all these things. Yeah.
Is there a favorite moment of the season, on or off the court, that you guys have so far as a team?
Well, those two Penn wins were huge. Mm-hmm. They were huge. There's definitely, I'm probably blanking right now, but there's definitely moments, toes on, there's definitely things that are memorable. What's funny is Jalen keeps a book of every quote that we think is funny. So if you had Jalen on here, we could read them off, but I'm not sure right now.
Yeah, no, I think the two Penn wins for me have just been huge, like my first two Ivy League wins, and yeah, it's just been very memorable, of course, yeah.
So you had a play, Ryan, back against Iona that Noah Savage and I almost jumped out of our chairs when we saw it. You were at the top of the key, crossover, get to the rim, dunk. What do you remember about that play?
Nothing. I blacked. No. it was surprising for me too. I used to, like, I don't know. It was my first dunk in like years, it felt like. But no, it was cool. I mean, we're always always working on going to the rim strong. Like, that's the big thing in our program with JJ and Coach Henderson. So it was good to, and it was late in the game, so it was good to get a bucket like that at the rim. We needed it, so.
And that was a game where the Tigers were down by double figures late in the contest. They get that comeback going. Mm-hmm. A play like that has to give a team a lift to kind of get over the hump.
For sure. Yeah, I think so. I mean, any big play like that, I think, is sure to, you know, get the team going and, like, get them amped up. That game was huge for us, I think, especially you talked about at halftime we were down maybe 12 or 13, yeah. And then I think we made a real move that second half, and that kind of carried on, because I think since that game we've been a lot better than before that game. So I think that specifically that second half was huge for us.
A question for the both of you. One of the things that we've seen kind of improve here through the first two games, we talked about it a little bit with Coach McConnell and the three-point shooting of Penn, and basically they shot, I think it's 8 of 44 through two games against the Tigers. Defensively, it seems like the defensive efforts of the Tigers, not that they weren't there in the beginning of the season, but in the Ivy League here, it's really stood out. What have you guys been able to do here defensively over the last two games to really stand out?
I think just everyone being dialed in the scout. I think our coaches do a great job of scouting Penn. We obviously went over their sets personnel wise, like everything. I think was spot on. And we defended them the way we needed to get the two wins.
Ryan, how about you?
Tosan said it. I think Brett does a great job with the scout with Penn. I feel like we know them in and out, so we knew that coming in. And then it really is just, I think, just growing every game. I think we had, for the most part, we've got better every game. We've had some kind of slip-ups where we weren't as good, but I think we're kind of getting into where we want it to be now on the defensive end.
Do you have any advice for Tosan on how to deal with back-to-back games?
Drink a lot of motive. Stay hydrated. Go to sleep early that on Friday. Sleep on the bus. Come ready to play on Saturday. I mean, they're tough, but you know that's what makes the Ivy League, so it's a lot of fun.
Tosan, did you play a lot of back-to-back games in England?
No, not at all. I did experience it in the summer, like with the European Championships. It's quite a few games in a short space of time, so it's similar. I know a little bit about it.
Before we let you guys get out of here, I want to ask you about the classroom. What are you guys working on, classroom wise, as you get ready here for a big academic part of the year?
So I just turned in the first half of my JP, which is about I'm doing research on political development in youth voters in different parts of the Southeast United States versus North United States. So that's what I'm doing. I need to do some, it's a little bit above my pay grade. But I'm trying my best.
Tosan, how about you?
It's my first final period. Just getting ready for a couple of finals in the coming weeks. And then a couple of papers, which we're due today. But just taking care of that stuff. Yeah.
Now, have you declared a major yet?
I haven't. But I think I'm going to stick with economics.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your major is?
Sociology.
Sociology, okay.
Tosan taking the challenge around. All right, Tos.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. As we get set here to close things out, what do you think is the key to kind of keep this going in the second part of the season?
I think just if we keep the same level of focus day in and day out that we did preparing for these last 2 weeks, then I think we should be good. That's the biggest thing, I think, is just every day making sure that we're focused and making sure that we're coming to work at practice, and then we'll be fine.
The Ivy League Player of the Week, Ryan Schwieger, and the Ivy League Rookie of the Week, and Tosan Iwoma. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, appreciate it.
A reminder that the Mercer County Improvement Authority reminds all residents that plastic bags and pizza boxes are not recyclable material. Please keep them out of your bins. Thank you for recycling. For questions, they can be reached at 609-278-8086. We will take one last break and then wrap it up here from the Alchemist and Barrister in just a moment. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920. Stay tuned, more from the Alchemist and Barrister in just a moment.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Choose the greater Princeton area's real estate market leader, Callaway Henderson Sotheby's International Realty. Our expertise is local, our reach is global, and our remarkable agents produce unrivaled results. Stop by our offices in Princeton, Pennington, Montgomery, and Lambertville, or visit CallawayHenderson.com to search for homes, find an agent, and love where you live.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of a ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Eyes tired from staring at screens all day, squinting at night to see those street signs? Maybe it's time for your next eye exam. Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Landolfi, and my wife, Dr. Rebecca Landolfi, and I started Cornerstone Eye Care to provide the Princeton area with a refreshing new option for your eye care needs. From free digital retinal scans to unique independent eyeglass frames, call us today at 609-919-1001 to schedule and become a part of our Cornerstone community, or visit us at cornerstoneeyecarenj.com. That's cornerstoneeyecarenj.com.
And now another edition of Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, GEICO makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from GEICO.
Obvious News!
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Closing things out here in Princeton, New Jersey at the Alchemist and Barrister here on the Mitch Henderson Show. Special thanks to Brett McConnell, Tosin Iwoma, and Ryan Schwieger for joining us this evening. A reminder, the Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night and is now open for breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Join us for the best breakfast in town since the old carousel days on Pine. And it is that stretch of the season for the Tigers where they have their academic break and then get set for the second leg of the year. And when you take a look at what's to come here for the Tigers in the upcoming weeks, we'll talk obviously next week about, in a little bit more detail, the game on January 26th against Rutgers Camden, the Division III game that the Tigers have that will help them set up shop for the back-to-back games and really the stretch run of the Ivy League season that will begin at home on January 31st and February 1st against Dartmouth and Harvard. And that is always an intriguing weekend because you have certainly three teams in the mix of that weekend who a lot of people believe will be a part of the Ivy League tournament in Harvard, Princeton, and Penn. It will be Harvard and Penn playing on January 31st in Philadelphia. And really, since Steve Donahue came into the mix at Penn, it's always been an interesting setup to see what happens kind of on that second night of that Penn-Princeton trip for Harvard, and we'll see what gas they have left in the tank when they take on the Tigers on February 1st. Of course, interestingly enough, the Tigers will see Dartmouth on January 31st in a game where, you know, Dartmouth started out well. They are now 7-8 on the year, and they will begin to turn the page towards Ivy League play this coming weekend when they take on Harvard. So much like Princeton and Penn, Harvard and Dartmouth and also Yale and Brown, also Columbia and Cornell eventually as well, will have that home and home series. All of the remaining Ivy League teams will be in action this weekend, while Princeton and Penn get a breather from Ivy League play. We talked about kind of a little bit of Penn scheduling. Penn will actually be in action a little bit in terms of the Ivy League moving forward on January 31st as a part of that Harvard-Dartmouth weekend. But they have a couple of D1 games before then. They will take on St. Joe's on January the 18th and then Temple on January 25th. So they will be active, but the Tigers off until January 26th. And we will see where this goes here for Princeton. And we talked about the ability to start 2-0. Last year, Princeton started out 2-0 as well, and that led them eventually to a berth in the Ivy League tournament. And you'd have to think that the way this could potentially play out for them, you have to feel pretty good about their chances here moving forward because of the opportunity to grab two wins against Penn and a team that, you know, when you look at the preseason Ivy League standings, the preseason media poll, Penn was right up there. They were right in the mix. They were the number two team in the poll right behind Harvard in terms of winning the Ivy League. So that is a big, big sticking point, I think, for the Tigers. Meanwhile, for Penn, Last season, Penn lost the first two games of the Ivy League campaign to Princeton, and then they started out 0-3 because they lost to Cornell, and now they lose the first two games this year against Princeton. Their third Ivy League game of the season is against Harvard, so that is not going to be easy by any stretch for them. And, you know, look, as talented as they are, that puts them in a hole, certainly trying to chase Princeton and some of the other teams in the Ivy League race, as we have a long way to go, obviously, until things kick in the weekend of March 13th and March 14th. But it's helping to set the table as the Tigers, with that 2-0 mark, look to push forward. And certainly it will be very intriguing to see what this weekend of Ivy League play has in store. The breakdown goes this way. It will be Brown versus Yale. That game will take place on Friday night in New Haven, Connecticut. Harvard will take on Dartmouth on Saturday at 2 p.m. in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And then from there, Columbia and Cornell will meet up on Saturday in New York City, as the Tigers will obviously be keeping a close eye on those games this weekend as the other six Ivy League teams outside of Penn get started in league play. And the way certainly things look from a non-league perspective and non-league record, Yale and Harvard have been really strong this year, both 11-4 to start out non-league play. Meanwhile, Brown and Dartmouth each have 7 wins. Of course, Penn has 7 wins as well. They headed into Ivy League play against the Tigers with a mark of 7-4 before the two straight losses. But it's going to be quite intriguing to see how that race for the 4 spot plays out. And that's kind of the thing we saw last year. When you start out 0-2 and 0-3, as was the case with Penn last year, regardless of the order of these games, that makes it very difficult, certainly, to dig out of that hole and get one of the top 4 spots in the Ivy League tournament. But we will see how things go moving forward. Of course, we'll be here with you each and every Tuesday night to get you caught up on the latest in the Ivy League race and, of course, the latest in Princeton Tigers basketball. Special thanks to Brett McConnell, Tosin Iwoma, and Ryan Schwieger. I'm Derek Jones saying so long from the Alchemist and Barrister. We'll talk to you next Tuesday night right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on Fox Sports Radio 920. Have a good night, everybody.
Nothing beats the power and excitement of live events like Ticket Smarter. If you're looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no further than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. With every ticket transaction made at TicketSmarter.com, Ticket Smarter will donate $1 to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official secondary ticket market partner of Princeton Athletics. Download the app today. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Eat Clean Bro is a convenient service that offers healthy, chef-prepared, heat-and-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Our meals are made from scratch using only the best, highest-quality ingredients. Our team skillfully prepares your meals early in the morning, packs them cold to maintain freshness, and delivers them to your door between 1 and 9 p.m. the very same day. Choose from over 60 meal options at eatcleanbro.com.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold, delicious!
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, no foul, no foul. With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.